Bank of Japan hikes to 1%, its first rate that high since 1995. The Bank of Japan raised its benchmark interest rate to 1% on June 16, 2026, the highest level since 1995 and its first move to that mark in more than three decades, according to a live update from Bloomberg. The yen paired its earlier gains against the dollar after the announcement, an early sign that traders had already positioned for the decision. This is the resolution of a story that crypto desks have tracked for days. The lead-up framing was a central bank inching toward a generational tightening. Now the decision is on the record. And the more useful question is how risk assets absorbed it, rather than whether it would happen. A rate level Japan has not seen in 31 years, the 1% benchmark is the highest since 1995, a year when Japan was still working through the aftermath of its asset bubble. For most of the period since, the BOJ held rates at, near, or below zero, making the yen the world's default funding currency. Borrowing in yen was close to free, and that cheap money found its way into higher-yielding assets across the globe. A 1% policy rate is still low by the standards of the U.S. Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank. The shift here is directional, not absolute. The BOJ has now confirmed that the era of effectively free yen is over, and it is willing to keep moving. The yen carry trade is the real crypto link. For crypto, the BOJ does not matter because of anything Japan-specific. It matters because of the yen carry trade. Investors borrow yen at low cost, convert it, and buy assets that pay more, including equities, and at the riskier end, digital assets. A higher Japanese rate raises the cost of that borrowing and narrows the spread that makes the trade work. When that spread compresses quickly, the trade unwinds. Traders sell the assets they bought and buy back yen to close their positions. In August 2024, a sharp yen move triggered exactly that sequence and dragged crypto down alongside global equities in a matter of days. That episode is the reason a routine-sounding central bank meeting draws attention from people who never trade Japanese government bonds. Markets read this as priced in. For now, the immediate price action argues against a repeat of that disorderly unwind. The yen paired its gains right after the decision, which usually means the market had already moved ahead of the announcement and took profits once it landed. A confirmed hike that the currency shrugs off is very different from a surprise hike that sends it surging. Crypto told a similar story. As of June 16, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $66,080, up about 0.2% on the day and roughly 5.3% over the week. Ether sat near 1,078, Solana near 7,363, and XRP near 123, each up between 3.1% and 3.3% over 24 hours. Those are firm gains, not the kind of green that follows a panic. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index still read 24 in fear, so sentiment is cautious without being broken. A measured reaction does not rule out a delayed one. Carry unwinds tend to arrive when a second catalyst stacks on top of the rate move, such as a weak risk session in U.S. equities or a fresh shock to the dollar. The setup to watch is the BOJ raising the cost of yen funding, while another market hands traders a reason to cut leverage at the same time. The angle for Japan-based and Asia users. For someone holding or spending crypto inside Japan, a higher domestic rate changes the backdrop more than the daily routine. A stronger structural case for the yen can make holding stablecoins or crypto feel less urgent for savers who now earn a bit more in cash. It can also firm up the yen value of any balance denominated in dollars or stablecoins, which cuts both ways depending on what a user is trying to do. Across the wider region, the read-through is about leverage rather than payments. Funding that flowed out of Japan and into Asian risk markets gets marginally more expensive to roll over. That is a slow grind, not a switch, and it is the kind of pressure that shows up in positioning over weeks rather than in a single candle. For anyone using crypto cards to spend a balance, the practical takeaway is simpler. Macro rate shifts move the value of what sits behind the card, so the timing of a top-up matters more in a volatile rate environment than in a calm one.